Chapter 1. Our Heavenly Father. There is a God.
Question. What are some things that testify to you that there is a God? Alma, a Book of Mormon prophet, wrote, "All things to note there is a God, yea, even the earth and all things that are upon the face of it, yea, and its motion, yea, and also all the planets which move in their regular form, do witness that there is a supreme creator." Alma chapter 30, verse 44. We can look up at the sky at night and have an idea of what Alma meant. There are millions of stars and planets, all in perfect order. They did not get there by chance. We can see the work of God in the heavens and on the earth, the many beautiful plants, the many kinds of animals, the mountains, the rivers, the clouds, that bring us rain and snow. All these testify to us that there is a God. The prophets have taught us that God is the almighty ruler of the universe. God dwells in heaven. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 17. Through his Son, Jesus Christ, he created the heavens and the earth and all things that are in them. See 3 Nephi, chapter 9, verse 15, and Moses, chapter 2, verse 1. He made the moon, the stars, and the sun. He organized this world and gave it form, motion, and life. He filled the air and the water with living things. He covered the hills and plains with all kinds of animal life. He gave us day and night, summer and winter, seed time and harvest. He made man in his own image to be a ruler over his other creations. See Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. God is the supreme and absolute being in whom we believe and whom we worship. He is the great parent of the universe, and he looks upon the whole of the human family with a fatherly care and paternal regard. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 39.
The Nature of God.
Question. What are some of God's attributes? Because we are made in his image, see Moses chapter 2, verse 26, and chapter 6, verse 9, we know that our bodies are like his body. His eternal spirit is housed in a tangible body of flesh and bones. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22. God's body, however, is perfected and glorified with a glory beyond all description. God is perfect. He is a God of righteousness, with attributes such as love, mercy, charity, truth, power, faith, knowledge, and judgment. He has all power. He knows all things. He is full of goodness. All good things come from God. Everything that he does is to help his children become like him. He has said, "Behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man." Moses chapter 1, verse 39. Question. Why is it important for us to understand the nature of God?
Coming to know God.
Question. How can we come to know God? Knowing God is so important that the Savior said, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." John chapter 17, verse 3. The first and greatest commandment is, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. The more we know God, the more we love him and keep his commandments. See 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. By keeping his commandments, we can become like him. We can know God if we will, 1, believe that he exists and that he loves us. See Mosiah chapter 4, verse 9. 2, study the scriptures. See 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. 3, pray to him. See James chapter 1, verse 5. 4, obey all his commandments as best we can. See John chapter 14, verses 21 through 23. As we do these things, we will come to know God and eventually have eternal life. Suggestion. ponder what you can do to draw nearer to God.
Additional Scriptures.
Son at the right hand of the Father, Acts chapter 7, verses 55 through 56. Attributes of God, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 41 through 44. The earth is the Lord's, Psalm 24, verse 1. Creation, Moses chapter 1, verses 30 through 39. God cannot do wrong, Alma chapter 7, verse 20. The Father and the Son are separate beings, Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 17. Good comes from God, Alma chapter 5, verse 40. The Son and the Father are alike, John chapter 14, verses 6 through 9. God of miracles, Mormon chapter 9, verses 15 through 20. God of revelation, Amos chapter 3, verse 7. God of love, John chapter 3, verse 16.
For teachers, use questions at the beginning of a section to start a discussion and send class members or family members to the text to find more information. Use questions at the end of a section to help class members or family members ponder and discuss the meaning of what they have read and apply it in their lives. For example, after asking a question, you could say, "Please take a minute to think about your response, and then I'll ask for answers." Then give them time to ponder.
End of chapter 1, Our Heavenly Father.